This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt. Some people say, I can never make a difference in my world. I mean, who am I? I've really got nothing special to offer. I want to say today that's not correct. For anything significant that's happened in history, you know, has always started with one person and a large degree of determination. You don't have to be famous or wealthy to make a difference. I've heard of ordinary people like you and me who might give up 3 or 6 months to go overseas and help a project as a volunteer, and they come back with this remarkable sense of achievement, with a new outlook on life, and something special happened. It was the late John F. Kennedy who said, one person can make a difference and everyone should try. So when things go wrong, don't despair or give up, because you can make a difference. So get busy and do it. Don't be afraid to acknowledge and accept what's already happened. So you can make a positive difference. There's no need to worry about whether or not you're lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time. I think it's always the right place and the right time. Making a difference demands a lot of things from us, of course, time, effort, skill, commitment, and the desire to make a difference. But we are capable of doing that. Everything that happens really is an opportunity for you to make a difference. So rather than waste the energy you've got on remorse or thinking, well, why didn't I do that? Put that energy into doing something about it. Every one of the abilities that you've got can actually help you to make a difference. For many years, I was a member of Rotary International, a community service organization, and Rotary is certainly an excellent organization that is designed to make a difference in our world. And I saw for myself what individuals can actually do to make our world a better place. The Bible, in looking at that, it makes it clear that we can make a difference. And the reason is because we live in the world, but this is God's world, and God created us for a reason to be here. And I think Paul, the Apostle Paul, explains it well in Ephesians 2 verse 10. This is what he says. God planned for us to do good things and to live as he always wanted us to live. That's why he sent Christ to make us what we are. That's a good version. Ephesians 2 verse 10. The amazing thing, of course, is that when you help and serve others, you're actually serving God. And too often I've heard people say, I'm a nobody, you know, like, what impact will I ever make? Again, that's unfortunate, because we can all do something unique, especially when we believe in God and have God at the center of our lives, because through him we can impact others. There's a significance. Nothing is wasted. We kind of think we've got to wait for some big event to make a difference. Anne Frank, in her Diary of a Young Girl, she said, how wonderful it is that no one needs wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. I read about a group of nuns who were given a holiday trip through the Rocky Mountains. They'd never been there before, and they travelled and were just amazed at the majestic mountains. And every time they stopped, one particular nun would just slip away on her own. So one day the other nuns decided they would follow her to see what she was up to. So they watched her as she walked into the gully. She bent down and reached under a big rock and then turned this rock upside down. She brushed her hands and turned around to walk back. And as she turned around, the whole order of nuns were watching her. Margaret, one said, what are you doing? I'm turning over a rock. Really? Why do you do that every time? Why? She said, because I'll never pass this way again. And it's my intent to have made a difference while I was here. So I turned some rocks over so that this place is different because I've passed here. Well, it's a very simple story, but it helps me to actually see the impact of doing something as simple as turning a rock over, I guess. An act of kindness, those sort of things are worthwhile. I want to, tomorrow morning, take this a step further. Well, dear Lord, we thank you that it's true that we can make a difference. And linked to you, Lord, with our faith in you and faith in Jesus Christ, we certainly can and are able to make a difference. Amen.